This is Mitch at Cats right now.
Look, we basically just lost the entire podcast, but it wasn't very good. However,
it was excellent.
It was convenient in a way because we recorded a really awful podcast and then my computer crashed and we lost it all. So instead, we're just going to play Family Feud.
Yeah. Okay, so the podcast is pretty much verbatim and we're starting over now. Which is probably a really bad idea.
Team?
Well,
Dibs, Taco's gone now. Where's Taco gone?
I want to be on Cat's Man's team. Fuck all y'all.
Catsman, I love you.
I don't know anything about video games.
Yes, you do, and I love you, and that's all you need to know.
My love for you is like a truck.
Berserk.
Do you want to making fuck?
What?
What happened was Catsman blue screen and our recording got corrupted, but don't worry, the podcast was shit anyway. But I have a new segment that I want to do anyway, so this whole episode is just going to be my new segment. It's Video Game Family Feud. Now, I think most of you would be familiar with the game show Family Feud, or Family Fortunes as it's called in the UK. It's like a quiz show, but the questions are totally arbitrary and they have multiple answers or are based on opinion. And your goal is to give the answer that you think the most other people answered. Every question has been given to a survey of about 20 people, and what those 20 people answered are like the answers. And the thing that most people answer is the number one answer, and that gets you the most points depending on how many answered. So say, here's an example, like things you have in your wallet. The number one answer would be like money, and the number two would be like driver's license or like pictures of cat or whatever, you know. When I give the question, a team says ding, then they get to answer. If they get the top answer, then they can choose to pass or play. If they pass, then they keep the points. If they play, then they keep playing. But if they don't clear the board, it goes to the other team. And if the other team gets one question right, then they steal all the points from the board. And then we have a fast money round in which you answer questions really quickly, but you'll get the hang of that. So, our teams tonight are Team Red, aka Mao and Associates, Animate, Catsman, and Mao versus Team Blue, Funk, Jamba, and Everdark.
Yay.
And I'll be, fuck, what's his name? The guy who does that show.
The really lecherous guy on Family Fortunes.
Just be happy, man.
What was the name of the new guy that got from Family Fortunes?
Happy the black guy whose eyes look like they're gonna pop out of his head at any moment.
Oh, Steve Harvey.
There's a black guy in yours version too.
No.
Happy, just be yourself.
Okay. So, name a good game based on a movie.
Spider-Man 2.
Hey, I had
Spider-Man
that
2.
He's the same team, Cats. Doesn't matter.
Oh yeah.
But he answered first.
Yeah. Mao answered Spider-Man 2. The survey says.
Service says we lose. Yeah. Number one, right?
Number one answer, 6 points.
Nice. Good job,
only
now.
Six.
Yeah.
There aren't that many good games based on movies. What the fuck?
Are we now allowed to confer?
I think we should pass
no
it.
No conferring allowed. We have to keep this high paced, high octane, high action, high stakes.
We have to say if we want to pass.
Because we have to decide whether we want to pass.
Yeah, now you say if you want to pass it or keep playing.
I don't think we should pass
because if it's 6 points, there's going to be a lot more answers. Like, I mean, we still have the first one.
There's always seven answers.
Oh, okay, yeah, pass.
Okay.
You pass? Okay. The other answers were GoldenEye, Riddick, Lost World Jurassic Park, Harry Potter, Star Wars Rogue Squadron, and Batman.
We don't get to do it at all.
Is that how it works? If you pass it to the other team, they have to answer.
No, yeah. If they pass, they keep the points. If they keep playing and fuck up, then you guys answer.
Oh, okay.
Really fucked up based on just first person to answer.
Yeah, yep. It really is.
But then, otherwise you would never pass.
Can you guys not bitch about a game show, please?
Because if they kept answering and fucking up, there's no reason to pass.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm thinking this.
Come on.
Name a game.
Okay, next question.
All right, wait. Hold on, I need to write down the points. All right, red team is 6 points, blue team is 0. Name a game usually referred to as quirky.
Earthbound.
Earthbound.
Number one answer, 9 points.
Number one answer, 5 points.
Cool. Fuck me, yeah.
Pass the play.
Can you guys think of anything else, or do you want me to pass?
I really can't think of anything.
Well, good, because you're not
I can
on
think
team.
Of one, but that's yeah, based on my personal opinion, and I think people just pass. Think of it as completely awesome, so yeah, pass.
You guys pass?
Wisp
okay.
Yeah.
Then you have 11 points.
Okay.
The other answers were Nobi Nobi Boy, Katamari Damacy, Fess, Cave Story, Deadly Premonition, and God Hand.
Yes! God Hand. That's the game I was thinking. I was thinking God Hand.
Well, so. Too bad. You're not getting points for it.
I know. But I just want to satisfy people's curiosity.
Name the worst video game news website.
Bang!
Jamba was first.
IGN.
Say it. IGN. Survey says... The number two answer with 7 points.
Okay.
Okay, I'm Kotaku.
Kotaku.
Yeah.
Number survey says. Number one answer, 14 points.
Oh, that geez, was pretty
good. Yeah,
okay,
that
let's pass.
One.
Fuck.
Do we continue or do we pass?
We pass. That's we got the number one of the number yeah, two, that, and everything else is yeah, 1 point. So.
Yeah. That's cool.
The other answers were Polygon, Destructoid, Gather Your Party, Joystick, and... Gather Your Party actually has 4 points. That's not that cool.
Oh,
God.
And Blue Screen Bronies, which I've never even heard of.
What?
I wonder if the Gather Your Party, like, people who submitted it, or people that genuinely believe that, I think they're being really funny saying it. Like,
it's people
no,
thinking
no,
they're
so
really
they
funny.
Were really
like four
funny,
people.
Mal, okay.
Yeah, I thought that
no,
was
no, I mean,
too.
Yeah, no, it is funny, but, like, how much of that is legit?
None of
how
it.
How much of it is people just trying to be funny? In any case, it's pretty funny. So, yeah.
So... Team Red has 11 points, Team Blue has 21 points.
Fuck
yeah, yeah, nigga.
Oh, yeah,
yeah nigga. Oh,
what guys, the shit. We need to take more risks, Team
Question
Red.
Question 4.
We have to be quick on the bing.
Name the best party member in the Mass Effect games.
Bing!
Bing!
Garen. Who was first?
Shut up! He hasn't told us who's binged in first.
I did.
Did you?
I don't
you didn't bing. Answer, so Animich.
I believe Everdark.
Thanks a lot, Everdark.
Garrus.
Garrus. Survey says... Number one answer, 10 points.
Look at God what you did, it. Everdark.
It's,
oh,
if,
I'm sorry.
If I...
We'll keep it. We'll keep
no,
it.
No, no, Mitch, I'm
keep
going, because
yeah,
I've got
we'll
one answer that's definite. That I'm
okay.
sure...
What is it then, Mal? Go.
I know
must
what
be
it is.
The second one.
Go on,
Bing Rex.
Ernoth Rex survey
yeah,
says.
Yeah, Ernoth Rex. It has to be. It has to be. There's no way. Yeah.
Okay, look.
Number two answer, 9 points. You have
this
told 19 points.
This is pretty fucked because it can't be that many more than 7 people.
Yeah,
actually, I got about 30 people.
At some point.
Right.
Yeah, but like we know who the most popular are going to be.
So we can't pass it over now, can we?
Nope.
We can't. We
okay.
can't?
Okay, in the future, to. If there's a question that you think like, wait, no, I should be confirming this, but I can't
now you,
anyway.
now you just try to guess as many as you can, and then
yeah.
hope that the other you have enough that the other guys can answer it.
All right.
Liara.
Liara.
No.
Survey says.
I don't even actually think there are other Mass Effect party members.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's up? But wait, do we have two strikes or one?
You have two strikes.
Okay. Fuck. I'm trying to think of one, but I'm not completely sure, but...
Which team's guessing?
Us. We're still
team
on,
Red.
We're on one strike.
Team Mao's
get...
family.
Yeah, Team Mao.
Mao's family.
Mao family. Alright. Bing, if I get this wrong, I'm sorry. Bing, Tally.
Tally?
Yeah. I'm sorry,
Survey
guys.
Says...
If it says... If I'm wrong...
She is not on the list. Team Blue. Man. If you get one right,
holy
you
shit, she was on the list.
Oh I'm man, sorry. We gotta get this.
I'm sorry, guys. I can't think. I don't even know the like the later Mass Effect game characters.
Yeah, the only name that's coming to mind is Buff McLarge Huge, and I know that's wrong.
I forgot the character even existed. I gotta tell you. So do you have an answer?
Commander Shepard.
I've never played Mass Effect, so I have no
Thane,
idea.
Thane.
Commander Shepard isn't... He isn't a party member. He's you.
Oh, yeah.
Thane.
That's a wrong answer.
I guess so.
No, it's not!
What the fuck?
That's not acceptable.
No, because Mao said... in the last stream... Mao said...
Motherfucker!
Mel said E.T. on the NES
Look,
for like the first game.
It was amazing.
So I have to take this one too because Everdog fucked it up.
Good job, Everdog.
I'm sorry.
Thank
everything...
you, Everdog, for sabotage.
Everdog, why? Why do I have to be sabotaged?
So Team Red get their 19 points.
Everything.
I'm gonna go kill myself. Fuck you guys.
Everything wrong with this podcast stems directly from me in some way.
What about Jamba?
Well, Jamba just got rid of. Of Jamba's his most the charismatic
okay.
team member.
Fuck's so, better than ever.
Team Red has 30 points. Team Blue has 21.
Woohoo!
Question number 5. Name an NES game based on a cartoon.
Bing!
Bing! Bing!
That was Animich.
DuckTales.
DuckTales. Survey says...
Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Yes!
Number one, 10 points.
Damn it!
Can we go with two Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No, because eventually we're going to run out.
Yeah, Teenage but can Mutant we Ninja go Turtles. With Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, Survey but I don't says... think we, I don't know if... Okay. Oh, good.
Number two answer, 6 points.
Guys, before we say our answer, in the future, try not... I don't think you should say the most obvious answer first. You should try to end on what you think is number one.
No, that's too
Because quiet. Then... No, it's not stupid at all, because say if you get the number three answer, like, okay, good, we can still go on, but we don't need to hand over yet. So then you get number three answer, number two answer, and when you get to number one answer,
answer,
you have the majority of points, you're like...
We get it now. I want another answer for you guys.
I know okay. Darkwing Duck game, but I don't know whether you want to go with that one.
No, I won't go with it. I will go with...
We'll go on. Me and Katz did one. You can do one.
What were the other answers?
Oh,
all right.
Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Okay. No,
Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. Survey says... Yeah. Number 3, 5 points.
When can we pass over or pass?
You can't because you already...
That's
you already got the number one answer and then kept going.
I reset. Mitch, that's why you should never go with the most obvious answer first because then you can't pass over.
Give me another answer.
Well, you can, but... Okay, I'll take the risk. I will be the martyr.
Go on.
Bing.
You don't have to say ding after anyone.
Yeah, you don't have to say ding every time.
Ding?
Well, I like
is it. Is it ding now? No, I'll just say ding.
Fucking hell. Can we go with Bucky O'Hare and just get it over
Captain
with?
Captain N, the Game Master.
No, say Bucky O'Hare.
One moment, I gotta go push my cat off the counter.
I thought it was games based off of TV shows.
Cartoons, yeah.
Wait, what? Okay.
You can't take it back. You can't take it back.
Yep.
No.
No.
No. Fuck you. You can't take
Captain
it back. We're not
playing by these
fucking
God
rules.
Damn it.
That was one guy who said it.
Survey says.
Fuck. Okay. Okay.
Now
that's one strike. That's one strike. We're doing this. Don't let me make any more answers.
Okay.
I'll just fuck it all up because I shit everywhere.
Can I keep saying
here,
Bucky O'Hare until we go?
No. No.
Yes.
Yeah, I just played it accidentally. That was not in. Bucky O'Hare, survey says.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Yes!
Bucky O'Hare is the number 5 answer with 2 points.
Nice.
When can we pass?
You can pass.
Well,
so
we have
the
to
only
get
other game
answers.
I no, can think of is the Simpsons game.
The Simpsons.
Yes. Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, no, it's not
survey
going on there. It's not going on there. It's not going on.
Nope.
Team Blue.
I think we got enough.
Tiny Toon's Adventures.
Okay, we're fucked.
Tiny Toon Adventures.
Thank you, Funk.
Survey says...
Fuck you, Funk.
Oh,
thank you, Funk.
Team Blue steals
Everyone
it.
Sucks
Team Blue, fucking Tiny Toon Adventures, but you haven't answered Bucky O'Hare, one of the best NES cartoon games. What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, so how many
you
points
guys
do we have
already,
now?
You guys already answered Bucky O'Hare.
Yeah,
so,
and it was wrong.
No, it was right. We have to utter answers.
No, it was right.
It was right? Isn't yeah. Bucky O'Hare the one we lost on?
We got rung on Simpsons. Oh, right,
Simpsons.
Yeah.
Simpsons and Captain N. Simpsons.
Yeah.
Team Blue get a whopping 22 points. That's awesome. It's 43.
Guys, yes. Okay. Have been fixed.
Guys, we haven't, Team Red is 30, we haven't lost yet.
Team Blue at 43. The first round is over. Now it's the fast money round.
Okay. Oh, how does this work?
Team Blue, you have to elect one person to answer all the questions. I'm going to give them to you really quickly, and you have to, you also have to answer them really quickly.
Not me.
Catsman. Not me. Funk.
Oh,
Funk.
Boy.
Mitch, do you agree we should put Catsman up?
I think wait, we should put
I'm really bad at doing things fast, just so you know, so don't put me up. Thanks.
Yeah, but you probably have the most knowledge out of me and Mitch.
I am terrible at everything, but I'll give it my best.
I would like Mao to answer.
I agree.
Okay, yeah, I agree.
Democracy.
So red team's Mr. Money is Mao, and blue team's Mr. Money is Funk.
Yes.
There we go.
Blue team, because blue team is in the lead, they answer first, and the red team answers second.
What so do you here mean I answer second? Do you mean I go immediately after he goes, or if he fails?
No. Yeah. He gets questions, and then I count them, and then you get the questions.
Okay.
All right, Funk, you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. Hardest boss in the MGS series?
The boss.
Weirdest video game peripheral?
Wait, what?
Weirdest video game peripheral?
Fucking, what do you call it? That one thing. The Oculus.
Name a single player game you've played for over 100 hours.
The Skya.
Name a badly designed Pokemon.
The Snow Cone one.
And name Nintendo's best home system.
Super Nintendo Entertainment System.
Okay, now let's hear it. Hardest boss in the MGS series. Survey says... Number one answer.
Yes.
Weirdest video game peripheral. Survey says...
Really?
I don't think so.
Oculus Rift is not peripheral.
Single player game played for over 100 hours. Right, survey says...
Yeah, I didn't think so. Should have been Skyrim.
Yeah. Badly designed Pokemon. Survey says...
Yeah.
Nintendo's best home system. Survey says... Yeah. Number one answer.
Oh, yeah.
All right. It's my time to shine,
yeah,
right?
Give me a moment. I just...
It really is, Mao.
And
it
remember,
really
Mao, you can't use the same answers that he used, okay?
Remember, Mao.
I'm trying to think of shitty Pokemon. My brother is doing a Nuzlocke
remember
one.
Vietnam,
I remember
Mao.
One.
Name the hardest
like...
boss in the MGS series.
Melgarex.
Name the weirdest video game peripheral.
Chainsaw
too late.
Controller
name the
for RE4.
Name a single player game you played for over 100 hours.
Persona 3 FES.
Name a badly designed Pokemon.
The one that's like the key, Central Key, whatever the fuck its name is.
Name Nintendo's best home system.
Wii.
Fuck you.
What? Well, I can't say the SNES, can I?
You could have said anything else! You could have said anything else!
Mao, but the Wii was popular, right?
Mao, I love you.
Well, I'm doing what I can!
Oh. Shit, sorry.
Wait, what?
Okay, hardest boss in the MGS series. Survey says... Number 7 answer, 1 point. Weirdest video game peripheral, he didn't answer in time. Single player game you played for 100 hours. Survey says... Badly designed Pokemon. Survey says... Number 1 answer.
Ah, sweet.
And 100%. Nintendo's best home system. You answered the Wii. Survey says... It is the number 4 answer. So let me count the points.
You know what's the thing is that there's only 8 home consoles that Nintendo has made, so...
When he said the one...
Yeah, you're just gonna guess the highest scoring one.
When he said the one play for over 100 hours, I thought it was like game I've played for 100 hours, so I said Persona.
Is this game over now, or what? What's happening?
It better be over.
Yeah, I'm counting the points, hold on.
I'm sorry.
I'm predicting that Team Mao's family will lose, personally.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know, it's pretty close.
Guys, I'm sorry.
I'm optimistic.
I feel like Funk won this for us.
Yeah,
thank you, Funk. I'm the young
godless
child. Funk. I should never have been put in a leadership position. I don't have enough knowledge of the world. This is rigged.
Yeah, sir.
You don't even know. No, it's about the Wii not being very
hardest
popular.
Hardest MGS boss. You guys had the boss and Rex. The other answers were the end, Metal Gear Ray, Liquid Ocelot, the ladder, and Solid Snake. Weirdest video game peripheral. Nobody got this. The answers were Power Glove, Steel Battalion, Mouse, Halo Boy? Controller, e-reader,
oh, yeah.
Game Boy
yeah.
Printer, Mad Catz controllers, and a Rob.
You own one of those peripherals, now.
Yeah.
No, why do I say it?
You didn't want to say
single
it.
Player game you played for over 100 hours. Nobody got it. The answers were Fallout New Vegas, Pokemon, Animal Crossing, Minecraft, NetHack, Civ 5, and Mountain Blade.
No Skyrim.
No Skyrim.
Because Civ and Minecraft are pretty obvious.
Wait, does that mean more than one person said my controller?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, like three people.
Wow! I didn't think more people... Okay,
we did
that's
poll
why.
GLA and GYP people.
When I did the survey, I did put my own controller, but I didn't think more people would say it.
So Haldup, you knew that one of the answers was correct, and yet you answered... Never mind.
He answered nothing. Badly designed Pokemon. You guys haven't answered Klefki and Vanillite. The others were Garbodor, Jinx, Cryogonal, Lovedisc, and Voltorb.
I like how they didn't actually say the Pokemon's name. They just described them.
Yeah.
I think that answer should be void.
Dude, it's Pokemon.
And Nintendo's when I filled out that survey, I put all of them. Where was that answer?
In Nintendo's home system, in order, it was SNES, N64, GameCube, Wii, Wii U, and S. So who was actually above NES?
What?
You people have shit.
Suck my
shit
dick.
Yeah.
Suck
NES is
guys.
The best one.
Well, that doesn't change the fact that your answer
is
still shit.
NES is the best, but still NES is pretty good.
I mean, the Wii and Wii U can play all the NES games on anyway, so I guess that's probably
your fucking computer can play the NES games.
Yeah,
whatever.
But I can play NES games on my phone. It doesn't make it better than a NES.
From Fast Money,
PC
from Fast Money, Team Blue earned 13 points. Team Red earned 9. That leaves Team Red at 43 points and Team Blue at 52. Grats. Funk, Jambalaya, Bob, and Everdark, you are the winners.
Wow. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
What do they get? What do they get?
What do we get?
I don't know.
Can we get copies of that really bad tactical
Your
shooter?
Doodles are bugged.
Yes,
except that game doesn't exist anymore.
True, yes, it stopped existing a week before fucking Thingamabob.
Before Thingamabob?
Yeah.
Yeah, why the fuck? Oh, wait, Thingamabob is a new one?
Yeah.
So this has been Gentlemen Families Feuding. We didn't have an actual podcast today, but the one we recorded was kind of shit. So, you know, it's all good that it got corrupted.
Yeah, it's good.
Hopefully in the future, we will have a good podcast and more family feuding. I hope.
And when we upload this, there will be another survey in the description. So if you guys want to help us make more family feud games, then please help me.
I have some idea though.
Realized that Soundboard was not a real person.
Wow. Really?
Well done, yeah.
Wait, Soundboard is a real person.
Mate. Oh, Soundboard is under the control of Happy.
No, Soundboard's a real person.
Hi, yeah, Soundboard.
He's, like,
he's my brother.
He's really Soundboard.
He's your retarded brother. Just makes noises.
He doesn't. He was born without a voice box, and he put, like, he put a computer audio card in where his voice box should be, so he can play things from his computer.
No, they shoved a trumpet on his throat when he was a child, so he could like make some kind of noise.
Yeah, I tour with him as a DJ. I don't even need like a computer or anything to DJ. I can just like have him sit around.
Can Soundboard do the fat song, you know, the bomb, 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 bomb. You won't do that every time I come inside.
Yeah. And in the future.
Everdark, I'll play this whenever you come in.
I still vote to talk more about video games.
It's Everdark!
Hey guys! How's everyone doing?
Thank you, Snake.
Man, it's so nice in here.
What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? I can't stop saying it. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
There's one episode where Everdark opens by being really enthusiastic, like, "Hey, Catsman!"
I remember that.
I remember, I listened.
It was the reboot episode.
Yeah.
I listened to it again.
I listened to that recently because I was looking for an intro, and oh my god, I fucking lost it.
Yeah, I
hearing,
know.
Like, enthusiastic Everdark.
Hey, Catsman!
That was quite fun.
Good times. Good times will never get back.
Too bad. Too bad they are dead now.
I can tell Happy Man's gonna have way too much fun with this fucking.
Yeah. We can play the actual music during the podcast, so we can tell
also,
people to shut
saying,
up.
We can use this to play live fanfiction. We don't have to like edit them in post. So we can react live.
I don't know. That sounds.
I still kind of want to read fanfiction, but I suck at reading out loud, especially
in
English.
No, that would be awesome. You should read it.
The problem is, I'm really, really.
How about I read it and then I give you the dialogue of a particular character?
That'd be funny. That's fine.
Can I read lewd King of the Hill fanfiction while doing Hank Hill impressions?
Yes.
Oh, Peggy, it feels so good, Peggy. Oh,
oh my god.
Just trying to keep... Yeah.
Wait,
just make sure when you're doing a fanfic, it won't get you... When you do a fanfic, they won't get you arrested.
So, what do you say?
What would you say would get you arrested, Mel?
I don't know. Stay clear of kids and children.
That's a solid criticism.
Life advice. Also,
slander can get you in trouble. Slander
guys,
and libel.
Yeah.
I should read a libelous pedophilia fanfiction next.
Yes.
Time.
Yes.
Right off the bat, do you guys have any survey questions you want to suggest? Right off, like.
Oh, good thinking.
Because I want to make another sheet before we release this episode, so I can post it.
Give me a moment to think.
Best food to eat when playing games.
Yeah.
Your favorite brand of toilet paper to use while in the bathroom while playing video games.
While you're on your GBA, it's taking a shit, yeah.
Worst video game movie.
That's a good one.
I say this because I went to one of Sci-Fi Society's movie nights recently, and they were showing Final Fantasy: The Spirits Within.
I think that movie was horrible.
If you haven't heard of that movie, it's like really quite groundbreaking CG combined with the most nonsensical plot I think I've ever seen in any film ever.
Which is better,
Spirits Within or Advent Children?
I haven't watched Advent Children.
I think Spirits Within.
Spirits Within was actually kind of entertaining. It was just like fuck. Okay, in case you haven't seen the film, the plot of the film is that Earth has been invaded by the ghosts of aliens.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, off to a good start.
All I remember about Spirits Within is that, but the ghosts look kind of really fucking awesome.
Yeah, the designs are actually really good, but
Yeah.
The ghosts of aliens that were destroyed on their planet.
Alien ghosts.
Hurtled to Earth on the ghost of their planet. And when they touch people, they turn people into ghosts.
What's the latest Miyazaki film?
It's got a river in it. I only know that much.
Is it the one where the kid goes to a magical land and then he finds out that it's not all it's cracked up to be? And then he has to get back.
It's called The Wind Rises.
I think it's one of those ones.
Mitch. Oh, man. What anime criticism we're experiencing right now.
Also,
worst BioWare romance.
Oh, that'll be a hard one to answer.
That is a great one. Thank you.
Yes, that is. Oh my god.
Worst BioWare
Cortez.
What?
Romance.
Oh.
Cortez?
At the risk of sounding homophobic.
Isn't he the guy who discovered the Aztecs?
Guys, just as a preliminary, so I can rest your fears, I'm not going to say best or worst waifu of anything. No, we shouldn't do that.
Unless you think it's a good idea.
Name a waifu.
I don't care. I want a waifu question now.
We already did have it. It was who's the best character or who's the character in Mass Effect.
How is that?
I think worst BioWare romance. Can I include the mod from Baldur's Gate that allows you to sleep with Imogen because she's your sister?
No mods.
No.
Is there really a mod for that? Is it like those mods that give like horses anatomically correct anuses in video games?
Is there a mod for that? I wonder.
I think there's a mod for everything. I was really hoping that it was just there for the sake of like, oh, you can do like a Star Wars thing and find out, oh, she's your sister, and it's like, so cut that shit out. But no, it's like full on like an incest mod.
Yeah, I do remember when the game came out, there were people who complained on the forums that you can't romance
Imogen, and they hadn't gone all the way through the game yet.
I was just thinking in my head, best incest in the video game, but I realized there's not enough incest in the video game.
I feel like no matter what you say, all of those answers will be wrong.
The best answer is Crusader Kings 2. When I'm streaming Crusader Kings 2, which is what I'm doing, people always say, oh, Mal, why don't you inbreed? And I already put it to the viewers, we could have gone the way of the inbreeding, and they decided not to. So, fuck them. Basically, there's a religion you can be that mandates inbreeding, and is really good at inbreeding. I said, you guys want to inbreed? We can be that religion. And they're like, nah, let's be Catholic.
We have gotten increasingly efficient at it.
Yeah.
do they eventually get like dysentery and shit or whatever?
That's not really what causes dysentery.
Whatever the thing was, right?
You don't need immune systems and shit.
Colorblindness. I think if you inbreed with like royal family, you can get the divine blood benefit, which is the benefit. You're 5 times more likely to get it when you're inbreeding. And if you're Zoroastrian, for some weird reason, you're 5 times less likely to get the inbred trait when you inbreed.
Okay, so, that's fucked up. Well, that's really weird.
I know, but people are like, so nah, that's still not... Gamble,
but not much
but now
gamble.
People want to inbreed so we can keep ourselves black forever. Okay, let me explain. Because we started the game off black, even though we were the German Duke of Saxony. Because we went to the character designer, we could change whatever we want. We decided being black. And, of course, because there's not many black people in Europe, we married whites for successive generations and we were all right, white, and now people complain at me. So, Mal, you gotta keep it in the family. You gotta get black again.
Is that basically the
idea? Yeah, is that the biggest thing on like?
I need one more question for the set. Anyone go on?
I think, Happy Man, that you should have a question that is like, name the worst Gather Your Party writer.
Oh yes,
that would be interesting.
That would be Butthurt Maximus.
I'll just name Glenn because he's my friend. I don't want to annoy people. Oh, he's
It'd probably just be me. I think I am.
He's
the
on
worst.
Amiable terms with me.
It would be whoever's new at the time when people answer it, really. Or it'll be, you know, Chris or something, because a lot of people don't like his opinions.
Chris is amazing. What are you talking about?
Best Mario spin-off. My mind's gone blank now as to what Mario spin-offs even exist.
Yeah. All the sports games.
There's
racing
so
games.
Much. There's sports games, there's racing games, there's everything.
There's sports games and racing games.
And puzzle games.
And the CDI
games.
Game. The CDI
oh,
game.
Oh shit, puzzle games.
Oh, do they count?
The time machine one where it's an education game.
Fucking Mario
oh, God,
teaches
I,
typing
I can never
by Mavis
play that
Beacon.
Again. I had the worst
spin-off.
Experience with that recently because I decided to play Mario's Missing, but I decided to make it interesting and make it a drinking game. Oh. And every time I got a question wrong, I take a shot.
Oh, no.
I downed nearly a gallon of whiskey after like 2 hours. All
that's,
I learned...
That's like actual alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, yeah.
Levels.
And all I learned is that Luigi's opinions in that game can be wrong. Like, something I learned was that Luigi's opinions are wrong.
What is he saying? Like, what's...
One of the questions was like, Luigi, why do you think people throw coins in a fountain? And you can get it wrong because it doesn't matter what you put, Luigi's fucking wrong.
What's
so
his
just,
answer?
It's just
is
wrong
it
no matter
feed
what you put.
The fountain, is that what he says?
Just it's so fucking stupid. I hate that game and I'm never going to drink it during it again. I was hungover for like 4 days afterward.
What the fuck was that name in that Mega Drive shooter?
Name a game that doesn't star a white person.
Oh, that's good.
Walking
like
Dead.
At
Walking
all?
Dead, GT San Andreas.
Name a
Mirror's
game
Edge.
That's openly racist.
Mirror's Edge, she's basically
name
white,
a racist
on.
Game. That's a really good one.
There is
yeah,
she's basically
yeah,
white.
Game.
Sod's Nightmare. There.
Oh my god.
Done.
Are animals allowed in this? Because I don't think animals are white people.
Barack Obama is also basically white.
Yeah, but you can have animals that are meant to be white.
Yeah, I mean, I only say that because there are animals in games that are clearly meant to be black.
Yeah,
that's such a silly concept.
You saying that Donkey Kong is black?
No, actually,
no.
I'm
Donkey
not.
Kong is Donkey Kong.
I'm not sure whether Donkey Kong's white. I've never really thought about it.
I think
until
we
now.
All know what I put for name the best controller.
Well, he has a gun and he's throwing bombs right now. I'm not gonna say Middle Eastern.
Wow.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
That's just a Command and Conquer General's level.
Right.
Sensitivity.
For the second instance of name the worst video game boxer, I put down
that's supposed to be best.
Yeah, I put that it's actually not the best. Do you want me to put that in the Facebook?
Oh, I saved it. I changed it.
Oh, okay. You already changed it. All right. Submit. You know, cats, because we have a GLA Facebook for all the members of the GLA who don't actually go to the fucking stream. Like,
hey, I don't want everyone to know what I look like and stuff and my last name and all that.
Okay, I'm too far gone for that.
You are really joking.
There's a
yeah,
very good
we have lost Mao already.
I'm There's sorry, a very man. Good reason for me to not give out my complete identity on the internet.
I am not going to be able to get
what,
like,
wait,
a university.
What is this reason,
like,
James?
Hey, I know you.
It's because
guy.
I stole a lot of money from the government 1 year.
What?
And
you being on Facebook will mean they'll find you?
They just Google his real name every day, like, nothing yet, but I'm going to Google tomorrow, and if I
yeah,
find him...
One day we will find him.
I stole a lot of money from Dota 2 Warehouse because they had a bug in their system, and I literally took everything in their inventory, and I made over $10,000.
Good job, Jimmy. Fuck
what?
You.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I made so much money, I literally had to report it to Steam report it to the IRS through Steam as a small business.
Dude,
so you're not going to share any of that low shit,
fuck
man?
Fuck you guys.
Man,
this is my money.
$10,000 from a glitch. Amazing.
Was scraping by
and,
unemployment.
Like, they can't do anything because Steam servers refuse to even acknowledge their claims.
That's great.
I wouldn't do that. That's shit.
There's only one good picture of me online, and it is not on Facebook.
What's the game
I haven't
Mario
done
Tennis game called?
No, yet.
Mario Tennis. Mario Tennis.
No, Mario Tennis is a virtual boy
it
one.
Can,
dude.
It can be a series. You don't have to name a specific.
There's a
specific
series
instance.
Of good photos of me online.
I would like to see these good photos.
Yeah, you did
you see
one.
On
you made a background out of
one
of them.
Oh, yeah. I saw one of your photos. Yes, I remember.
Oh, shit. I forgot to say name the worst UIP writer. Damn it. I'll have to resubmit.
I don't read UIP, so I didn't answer it.
I'll say Hai Wang. You know, I actually know Hai Wang's real name.
Jack, yeah. Regards his real name. I have power over him.
Big deal.
Yeah.
But yeah, like,
if you say his real name, will he like disappear into the void?
Yes.
I'll tell you what the reason is in about 10 years, Katzman. So look out for that.
10 years.
There is a real reason. I promise.
It's because the government is hunting you.
No, it's because I want to do an experiment.
You're a fugitive.
Do you think
you're actually a highly advanced computer AI who's programmed to be wrong about things?
You're like the retarded Deep Blue.
What's Deep Blue?
Okay. Isn't that the film with the really smart sharks that can swim backwards?
Yes! Someone needs to stream that movie. Seriously.
Isn't it?
That's Deep Blue Sea.
Oh, okay.
Isn't Deep Blue a movie that's like
where Samuel L. Jackson gets eaten?
Yeah,
okay.
That's
Deep Blue is a chess computer, right? Okay.
Yes. Also, Deep Blue, when I watched as a kid, it was like the movie that desensitized me to violence because I found it like, well, it's not an 18, so.
Deep Blue Sea was the film that desensitized me to water.
Maybe a game with a great post game, so no game ever because how can you play a game after it's over?
I don't know, Jamba. Maybe we should spin the wheel.
Fuck Google autofill. It filled every single space with my name.
Submit it. I want to know.
Jammer said his first name was a girl's name.
No, it's not.
Timber Owls.
His first name is a girl's name.
My first name is Taylor.
Taylor isn't a girl's name.
Taylor is a girl's name.
It's not a girl's name.
I've never met a girl called Taylor.
I
have.
Also, yeah. That's Jem's name, so everyone calls him Taylor.
I've met boys and girls named Taylor. How about it's unisex? Well, I'm sorry that your country isn't as racially diverse as mine, Katzman.
Racially diverse?
Yeah. What?
Yeah, Jamba is a race of his own, I know.
Yeah.
I would try to claim that America's racially diverse, but it's not.
I live
in the part of the country where you're not allowed to be black or Mexican without getting shot.
But what about Asian?
No.
We don't have Asians here. I'm pretty sure if somebody Asian walked up here, people would think you're a new race or a new alien or some shit and greet you with open arms. Why? Because they're afraid they would zap you with their ray guns.
Where do you live?
Kentucky.
Islamic ray guns.
That sucks. I'm sorry.
Man, at least not in West Virginia, where they can't even have, like, non-corrupt as shit municipal companies, so.
I just noticed basically in Washington, D.C.
I just noticed Donkey Kong has a really noticeable ass. Like, it's out there. That's his ass.
Yeah, he has a good ass.
He's also like really hairy, which supports my Middle Easterner idea.
God damn it.
No, that's gross.
So, is Donkey Kong naked, or does the tie make it all okay?
No, the fact that he's a monkey makes it fine, alright?
No,
he's not a monkey, he's a Kong.
Yeah, he's not, it's an ape. Monkeys
he's
have
tails. He's a gorilla.
Yeah, whatever, apes.
He's a Kong. Kongs are not, fuck you people.
Yes, they are.
He's a fucking gorilla, and Diddy is a chimpanzee. Learn the fact.
No, he's not a fucking chimpanzee. He has a goddamn tail, Cat.
You know what you see when you Google Kong?
He's a chimpanzee with a tail.
That's...
The tail is part of his outfit.
Hey, okay.
What you don't know is that it's just a really long, unbreakable, and flexible turd.
And it's just gathered hair and dust over the years.
Kongs can be apes or monkeys.
Yeah.
So we're all right.
No shit. So you were dumb by making
Why don't
but
we're talking about cool Kongs.
We're
like
talking about the
Kong.
Phylogeny of specific Kongs.
Yeah.
Phylogeny.
I like that you guys are talking about like really deep, important stuff. I'm just watching GWA, the stupidest thing ever.
Whatever.
GWA's on?
Great.
Shit.
Yeah, it's on.
Oh shit, fuck this conversation.
Okay, fuck this conversation.
It's the bro versus